Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Many people start thinking about diet and exercise in January when it's time to start making resolutions for a fresh start. Dr. Rick Holm joins us today to talk about the importance of diet and exercise every day of the year. You can follow him on Facebook and on call with the Prairie Doc. Tune in Thursday nights, most Thursday nights that is, for his live program on SDPB TV 1. And he's with us here on the radio. Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Hi, Lori. It's great. Doing good.
Good.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. You're joining us from the Janine Basinger studio at SDSU.
Yes.
I'm here in Sioux Falls and the sun is shining here and there are donuts out on our counter that that I'm taking are probably not part of the ideal diet. So let's start there. How important is a specific diet?
Well, what's your take? You've looked and thought about diets. You've done some reading about diets. There's a million of them out there. Do you have any opinion?
My personal opinion, and this is a disclaimer for my personal opinion, is that I don't like any of them. I like they're too restrictive.
Diet.
I want nutrition. I want fresh whole food. I'm not perfect at this, as I, you know, many people know. I have a lovely attachment to sugar, but. I'm not the best person to ask for advice, but yeah, I don't like the late, because it always seems like there's the latest diet, the latest thing that you have to learn all about. I'd rather just learn about whole, healthy food.
You know, I looked at the modern, most recent hot diets right now. There's the Noom plan, the Shark Tank diet, the keto diet, the Mediterranean diet, the paleo diet, the sugar-free diet, the low-carb diet, which is kind of an old thing, the one day a week fast. And there's more and more and more. But there's a lot of different diets. Many of them have turned toward the low-carb diet. In particular, those of us who care for diabetics, you know, we kind of move in the direction of low sugars, low, starchy vegetables like corn and potatoes, less breads and noodles and less starch in general,
right.
Less starch. And if you go without any carbs, so the only thing that you are eating is protein and fat, or the bacon diet, as they say, you get ketosis, which is that your body has to get carbohydrates from some source, and it goes to the liver, and it breaks down, and other fat sources, and it breaks down the fats, and the breaking down of fats to turn them into carbohydrates has a chemical reaction in our body that results in ketones, which is to say a kind of a sweet smell. Just you can sense it if you've smelled it before. And it's kind of a sweet, sour kind of a smell when people are ketotic. And when they're ketotic, they're low carbohydrate, an extremely low carbohydrate diet. When they're ketotic, they'll not have an appetite. And they'll be a little high from it. They'll be comfortable with the idea of eating less. Their appetite's not so strong, and they eat less. And there was a huge study where they looked at low-carbohydrate diets versus low-fat diets, because all the dietitians are in favor of the low-fat diets, and all of the people who are selling books kind of like the low-carbohydrate diets. And the answer came back that people lost faster. They were happier when they lost it. They were, everything was better about it. You know, all of the parameters in the blood was better. And in the long run, they all regained weight at the same, you know, after a year, they were back to the same level. And so... initially, you would say, oh, wow, ketogenic or a low-carbohydrate diet is a better deal. But if they all, you end up with the same result, which is nothing works.
But what if they stay on it permanently? How long can you stay on that diet?
you can stay on a low carbohydrate diet. If you have some carbohydrates, then you won't get ketogenic. I think ketogenic means that there's acidosis in your bloodstream. It thins your bones and your teeth, and it's probably not healthy long term. Although I've never seen proof that it's long term bad.
Okay.
But staying on a diet like that is a challenge.
Right.
They've done a number of studies, and they found that the very best weight reduction diet by places that you can go to, and the commercial ones, sort of like probably this new Noom diet, will end up that that the very best result is 30 or 40% of people will actually lose weight, and in 1 year, 30 or 40% of them will have kept it off, and in 5 years, 0% will have kept it off. If you're a doctor and you care about your patients, you will not harass them into taking something that they'll fail.
Right. What do you encourage people to do?
Oh, well, here's what I encourage them to do. Don't go for weight loss.
Yeah.
I encourage people to go for less calories. You know, count your calories. I like the low carbohydrate diet, particularly diabetics. They're the ones that I really am aiming for anyway the most. I like the low carbohydrate diet, but not a terribly low carbohydrate diet.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that no matter how you do it, you get it 1 mile in under your belt every single day before noon, if possible.
Yeah.
And you add that to your less calorie diet, if you're exercising well and you're eating right, you know, a balanced diet, enough fruits and vegetables, mostly vegetables, if you're eating right and you're exercising right, you look better. It may be that you haven't lost weight, but you look better. You can just see it in people. And I don't care what they look like, really. What I care about is whether they live long and well.
Right.
And that's what a lower calorie diet is all about.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that has been helpful for me, because, you know, I'm an exercise challenged, is to focus on how you feel the day that you exercise and how you feel the days that you don't. Because sometimes when I go and you walk a mile or you run a little bit, and then when you're done, nothing really happens. You know, so you didn't lose a pound. You didn't, your jeans don't fit any better. It can feel discouraging. But if you really concentrate on those days, my mood is better. I feel more in control of my day. Then that's sometimes is good enough for me to keep the habit going.
Oh, that's it. I mean, my mood, when I could exercise, I'm having trouble climbing stairs right now. The chemo I'm on is kind of knocking me in the butt, but it's not a permanent deal. And I can get past this. I need to do it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going there. But I can't get the exercise that I want. But back when I exercised, I can tell you this. My mood was so much better when I was exercising. And it just brought me out of the doldrums every time.
Yeah.
It just helps a person's heart. You know, not their physical heart, but their soul. And so I agree with you, Lori, that it makes you feel better.
Yeah. Let's start there. Let's start there.
Let's feel better
together. Rick Holm, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori. You're very welcome.